So, gents, it's July 30th, 3 p.m.
Why'd you say July like that?
Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, boy.
I think from here on out, we should talk without a script.
See what the hell comes of it?
Yeah.
All right.
So many possible worlds, but we got this one. So many possible worlds, but we got this one.
Welcome to the Worst of All Possible Worlds, the first and only podcast to talk without a script. I'm the worst of all possible AJs.
I'm the worst of all possible Bryans.
And I'm the worst of all possible Joshes. And today we are incredibly excited to be joined by a guest who many of you may have heard of, those of you who are in the world of theater. He is the Pulitzer Prize winning and Tony Award winning author of A Strange Loop, which is currently receiving its London premiere at the Barbican. Michael R. Jackson.
Hey, everybody.
You're our fifth Pulitzer winner on the show. You know, no big yes. deal. We've had a few.
Yeah, we've had a few.
No, you are our what we very call first.
In the podcast industry, a good get. So welcome, Michael.
All right. I'll try to live up to it.
We're here to talk about the musical Rent, the seminal 1996 classic written by Jonathan Larson. And Michael, I reached out to you through our mutual friend Trevor of the wonderful Champagne Sharks podcast because we've been wanting to talk about Rent for a while. It's a musical that is like really core to a lot of people's experiences. And given that you obviously have been in musical theater, have written a number of fantastic musicals of your own, we were interested in talking with somebody who also sort of knows what making a musical looks like. And what you had said before we were rolling this episode is that you actually had not really watched the show since you were a teenager and went back and rewatched it again just for this episode, right?
Yeah, I had listened to it and heard songs and stuff, but I had never seen, I think I missed all the revivals of it that had happened.
Right.
And so I only had ever seen it as a teenager when a tour of it came through my hometown of Detroit, Michigan.
Coming back to it then for the first time here, what did you first notice in terms of like the structure of it? What jumped out at you and just generally how it felt going back to it again?
Well, one thing I noticed about the structure of it, which, you know, it's always easy to forget that he sort of takes some inspiration and adaptation from La Boheme, is that this piece very much is a kind of pop opera or rock opera. The characters' emotions and the storytelling very much has those operatic elements to it, even though you're in a rock idiom or punk rock idiom. That was just something interesting for me to think about as I was watching it play out scene by scene, song by song.
Because the emotions in this thing are very operatic, and a lot of, I think, the plot beats themselves. I've always had this struggle with Rent where it is so gritty and in like the dirt of it for so much of it, and then there's just a couple of moments where it's like, oh, and then La Boheme happens for a little bit and then we go back to Rent and then it's La Boheme again. When you saw it, had you heard a musical like it before? Was this like the first sort of like big rock opera that you had encountered in your life?
The only other thing that I could compare it to is the other one named musical Hair.
Sure. Yeah.
Which I was a big fan of. I'd never seen Hair. Well, I think I'd watched the movie, but like,
oh sure, that's not the same.
my primary association with it was the cast album, the original Broadway cast album.
Yeah,
which I like is my one of my favorite things to listen to.
Yeah,
and so that was the only other sort of thing that it reminded me of.
Yeah, were you already a big like musical theater head by the time that you were seeing Rent, or was Rent like a step on that path?
The gateway drug.
No, so I was pretty into musicals because I did children's theater as a kid.
Any memorable roles?
Into the Woods Junior, perhaps?
No, so I didn't get exposed to any Sondheim until college.
Okay. Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. So my biggest role, I was in this children's theater group called the Paperback Production.
Ooh.
The biggest part I had was Gonzorgo in Babes in Toyland. Obscure musical that I think might have been made into a movie that I have not seen. But
yeah,
was my biggest part.
Toyland, happy girl in Boyland. Yeah.
Is there footage, Michael? Is there somewhere in the bowels of YouTube?
I mean, maybe somebody has a VHS somewhere in their basement.